I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. I don't know what day it is. I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday. It is the 8th of October, and there's a lot of news. The 49ers bring in a new kicker, Matthew Wright. Can't go wrong with a name like that. We're going to talk about him. Robert Saleh gets the can, gets treated like the Jets treat human beings. Not well, but that's okay. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some Nick Sorensen and the 49ers defense. Just finished all the defense and special teams breakdown. And I do want to let you know, despite watching all of that, I still love this team and I still love you guys. It's very easy. How do I say this? With every single defensive play I watch, I lose confidence in Nick Sorensen as a defensive coordinator. Having said all those things, I still think Nick Sorensen should be the DC, but it just like, oh, yeah, oh, all right. Oh, it's just this slow burn, man. Does not instill confidence in the way that he calls plays. There's a lot of plays where it's just like, man, why would you do that? Like, why do you keep doing this to yourself and to your players? It's putting them in very bad situations. But new signal caller, you go through growing pains anytime. Like, and, you know, I don't remember who put it out there. I think it might have been Lombardi, where he was like, oh, 2018, fire Saleh. 2024, Robert Saleh is the one. And that's just the way it goes. You have to learn and figure things out. Is the 49ers defense good right now? No, it is not. Is it top five? It is not. Is it top 10? It is not. Should it be? That's debatable. We're going to break down some of the players, kind of reevaluate some of the things that we have seen on tape, all those things. I want to spend a lot of time talking corners, DBs. I really, really do. And a lot of positives. It's very easy, especially when you're 2-3, to be frustrated. And yes, very frustrated. I just watched tape that was god awful. It just like makes you scratch your head and yell like, why are we doing this? what is happening? Like, I just don't understand a lot of it, but that's okay. There's a lot of positives too. A lot of players are playing very, very well above their pay grade. I want to talk about them and all those things. This is episode 1,235. Man, I talk too much. What's up right here? Darren, my man, you're the man. What's up, Moon Man? Dude, living the dream talking to you guys. It's been a stressful day. I'm packing. I'm getting ready. All kinds of crazy stuff, just, you know, that I can't handle, you know, or that I can't handle, but that's out of my control. You know, just regular life stuff. Everybody goes through it. So stress is high, but excited. We're flying out to Seattle tomorrow morning. That's great. We've got an event tomorrow morning. That's beyond freaking awesome. I'm so excited about that. Anybody coming out to Seattle, man, y'all know what to do. Come out. The Press Box Seattle, one block south of the stadium over on First Avenue South. We're going to be having a great time. Wednesday, we got an event from 5 to 9, rally in the night before. Going to be incredible, giving away way too much stuff. Trivia, kids always in for free, all that stuff. We rented out the whole venue. It's ours. We got it, baby. The Seattle Faithful chapter's coming out. Going to be a blast. And then we got our tailgate at the Press Box as well. I like to do the indoor tailgates in Seattle because of the rain and you never know and all that stuff. So we're going to be in the Press Box just because, I mean, we just rent it out. It's what we do. And if for any Niners fan, that is a Niners bar, baby. So if you ever want, if you're close to Seattle and you want to be around Niners people, you go to the Press Box. Trust me. Look at this. Seattle Niners faithful. I love it. Alex, the man. John, less than 24 hours until you are inside us. Let's go. That's right. Seattle, we are on our freaking way, and I cannot wait. What's up, RTP? My man, Vince, appreciate you. Daryl, thank you so much. Hey, John. So much going on. It is. I feel like, you know, we've got through five games. There's only 17 in the season. It's been long. It's been very tumultuous, if I could use that word. I think that is appropriate. It hasn't been, fun. really has not been fun. So yeah, we've got to figure this out. Vince, thank you. I appreciate this. Vince says, hey, John, hope all is well. Appreciate you. The communication between our corners and safeties has not been good. And what's crazy is it's happening in man coverage. Like, it's happening all the time. All the time. Jair Brown and freaking Moody Ward. They can't. It's twins. Two wide receivers to the left side. Two wide receivers to the right side. They're stacked. It's very simple. And we don't know who's guarding who. Blown coverage. Third down. Easy. Man coverage. It's man. This is like, it's twins. It's two and two. It's a balance set. There's two DBs. There's two wide receivers. And we have no clue who to guard. And they both guarded the tight end. On third down, free third down. It's funny. Like, here's what I wrote in my notes, okay? This is a later section. Miscommunication still happening in man coverage almost every quarter of every game. Bunch trips still haven't solved that one. That's a mystery. The old 3x1 bunch trip set. That's difficult. Wrong. Very, very simple. Now we're not handling twins well. Yeah, it's bad. Communication's bad. Again, so, you know, my comments of losing confidence in Sorensen play-by-play-by-play, that is a big one. And it's simple. It's not like it's happening to the rookies. It's not Malik Mustafa. It's not Renardo Green. No. It's Charvarius Ward. It's Jair Brown. Like, Isaac Yiadom, he's the best communicator we have on our defensive side when Hufanga's out. He is checking off safeties, and you'll see him, hey, you know, Sydney line, I'm getting the outside guy and all that stuff. Like, he's got, and here's what's crazy. I like Isaac Yiadom. I really do. Now, he's a $3 million a year player. And so I got in a little bit of Twitter beef today. Had to block somebody. It happens. I don't block people usually. And I like disagreements. Those are like my favorite things. And so I put out there. Hold on. Let me, I want to accurately portray what took place in this altercation. And I'm sure somebody's going to be upset. That's okay. Here's what I tweeted out. 49ers best corner so far in 2024. This is fresh off the tape. D'Amador Lenore by himself, tier one. Deep, and this is just corners, but you throw a defensive backs and safety. Our safeties are bad, but whatever. D'Amador Lenore, elite. Pro Bowl status, like, man, he's check the box. Great. Huge gap. Number two corner, Isaac Yiadom. Number three corner, Renardo Green. Huge gap. Then I put Charvarius Ward. That's it. We got four corners. That's it. Now, I am not here to say that Isaac Yiadom and Renardo Green are good or Pro Bowlers. No. All I said was, based on the play that has happened for the 49ers in the five games, I don't even like the film. It's exactly that. You look at PFF scores. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see here. Let's check and see if that mirrors that. Probably should have checked that beforehand, but that's okay. Let's see. Just based off of PFF scores. Okay. Oh, number one is Isaac Yiadom. He's the highest graded corner we have. Diamador Lenore right behind him. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. Still scrolling, still scrolling, still scrolling, still. Oh, Charvarius Ward. He's at 23 out of 29 defensive players. Renardo Green right behind him. So, like, the whole thing was just bad. Charvarius Ward's awful. He has been so bad. And, like, I felt like first game was like, man, this is his worst game as a 49er. Then his second game was like, man, this was his worst game as a 49er. He had one to two kind of somewhat average games, and it's like, okay, maybe Charvarius Ward's back. And then he came back this past week, was his worst game as a pro in his NFL career. Charvarius Ward was terrible. Beyond terrible. Like, he is, I don't know who this guy is. He's got four missed tackles. That's crazy. And so anyway, somebody starts coming at me about Isaac Yiadom. I didn't even say Isaac Yiadom was good. I said Isaac Yiadom is better, has played better past hits than Charvarius Ward, who's getting $13.5 million. And a $10 million per year discrepancy between these two guys. Yadom's played better. Yiadom has no missed tackles. Charvarius Ward has four. Charvarius Ward has given up more receptions, receiving yards, missed tackles than Isaac Yiadom. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. Solo stops, same. Yeah. More yards per catch. Yep. That, I mean, it's not close. It is not close how these guys are playing. It really, really isn't. And now, that's not to say, I'm not here to say Isaac Yiadom's great. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying he's our second best corner. That's what I'm saying. Now, the argument went, it wasn't even an argument, really. It was just a disagreement. He's like, no, because teams are targeting Isaac Yiadom in key situations, which is happening. He's given up 11 receptions on 16 times. You look at the fourth down play in the fourth quarter. We do cover one man because Nick Sorensen is just stuck on that. He didn't know what else to do. Just cover one man every third or fourth down. Cover one man every single time. We telegraph our coverages. We put our guys in bad situations. They locked up their best wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr., against Isaac Yiadom. We blitzed this time. That was good pressure. Kyler throws up a jump ball. Yiadom didn't have a good play. He was right there in phase, but just got out-jumped, gave up the catch. I understand. That's a big play. Go watch Marvin Harrison Jr. against Charvarius Ward. Mossed him. Go watch the double move against their slowest wide receiver, completely toasted. Watch the crosser move from a tight end on Charvarius Ward. Completely owned him. Like, you can't find positive Charvarius Ward tape out there. It doesn't exist. You can find a lot of positive Isaac Yiadom. Now, the big plays, that's a concern. I'm not here to tell you Isaac Yiadom's good. I'm here to tell you he's their second best corner so far this year. That's what I'm here to tell you. I would like, me personally, I would start working in Renardo Green for Charvarius Ward. I would. It's that bad. And like, I understand Charvarius Ward's coming off core muscle surgery. That's not easy. Are you injured? All right, then. Let's get somebody else out there. What's happening? And if you're injured, that's one thing. No effort in the run game. This dude, literally, you watch that second tape, and I've loaded every single play. I can't believe I finished it all so fast. Over on the 49ers rush, every offense, every defense, special teams, done. All five of our breakdowns got done in 2 days. A lot of coffee.
Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42mm marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People were picking on Charvarius Ward. And I'm not mean like, oh, they're throwing targets at him. No, no, no. Cardinals players were bullying physically Charvarius Ward repeatedly. They talked on the sideline and said, go after seven. He ain't right. The pushing him into the sidelines and then Dre Greenlaw had to come help him. That was Charvarius Ward. You watch what happened after that play. Players picking at him and taunting him as they're walking. Like, they literally were bullying this man in the open field on the sideline. That's not who Charvarius Ward has been. I don't know what's going on. He's missed practice for personal reasons. I hope everything's okay. I'm not trying to pile on, but it is my job to bring attention to why the 49ers are in this situation. And there's a few players. Jake Brendel on offense. Oh my God. Yeah. Charvarius Ward on defense. Yes. Devondre Campbell on defense. Yes. Jair Brown on defense. Yes. Those are the major concerns. And people want to say Isaac Yiadom. I'm sorry. that's incorrect. Like, again, you just PFF scores, Isaac Yiadom is the fifth overall player of our defense. Does that mean that he's good? No, he's got a 72.7. Our defense sucks. our special coordinator not doing a good job. But Yiadom's not the problem. He's not. Now, his first three games were really bad. But if you look at the week four, week five, him against Patriots, him against Cardinals, dude's playing well. He's playing really well. I don't know. I don't know, man. I know I kept going. Sid, I got to catch up on all these comments. Hashtag CC John. The captain video. Niners should be tagged on it. Yeah, man. Captains were bad. Captains were bad. We do it, and we talked offensively. Defensively was bad too. You go to that 2-point conversion. Fred Warner's just watching people play. And Fred Warner was incredible. Didn't have his best game by any stretch of the imagination. He did not. Still the number one rated player in all of football. Fred Warner was good, but still not great. Still not great. He had a major loaf on a 2-point conversion. He could have stopped it. Darren, how confident are we on beating Seattle? Wish I could join you guys last year. Rush party in Seattle was epic. Let's go. Man, Darren, every time we get together, we always have a good time. I feel pretty confident. I'm rocking the shirt. You know, I've got the, you know, 2023 NFC West shirt. Shout out to JP. Can't wait to hang out this weekend, my Seattle guy. Yeah, the Seattle Seahawks aren't good. And I'm to the point now, and I think this, you know, if I was the coach or part of the team or whatever, I don't give a damn about Seattle. Yeah, you prepare for the coverages and the scheme and their tendencies and, you know, how we line up to all their formations and all that stuff. That you got to cover that. Not concerned with anything that Seattle is going to do or not do. The players they have or don't have. Don't care. This is a 49ers game. This is a 49ers game. We will handle our business. We will win this game. On the road, division, new coaching staff, new defense, new offense. I get all that. Doesn't matter. Right now, it doesn't matter who the 49ers are playing because we're either beating them or we're giving them a victory. Literally giving games away. So my confidence level, that's a good question. It's not high. I don't think anything. I don't think any confidence, anything can really be that high when we're talking about the 49ers right now. I mean, you just lost to the Rams and to the Cardinals. I would argue those are two of the worst teams in the NFL. Now, you're 3.5-point favorites on the road currently. That's not good. Still favored. It weird. So my confidence level, 10, we're going to win. 1, we're going to lose. 5, it's a coin flip. I'm going to go 6.5. That's my confidence level. It's not there. Sid says, dang, I want to go to a Niners bar. Niners bars are fun, man. And that's the thing. And, you know, I hate it when we get into these kind of slumps. We're in a slump. Let's just be honest. It's not great. And fans start to turn on each other because they disagree with what the issues are. And I never want to do that. I always like put, hey, man, disagreements are great. Disagreements are good. That's okay. We can agree to disagree. Appreciate the conversation. Just, man, don't start cussing at people and tagging them like 20 times. Like, man, we ain't doing that. That's not who we are. You know, we're not the Raiders freaking fighting our own fans in the parking lot. Come on, guys. Carlos. So the defense can repair a lot of missed tackles. It's a players lost their assignments, but could Saleh be a possibility? All right, there it is, my man Carlos. Robert Saleh is fired. I would love to have Robert Saleh back. I personally would reach out and call and say, hey, man, we want you in the building as a consultant, as, a, you know, whatever you want to say, assistant, advisor. We'll create a position for you. We just want you here. Come in. Get back around the guys where you started, where all this stuff is. Come home. Just chill. And then eventually, if Sorensen continues down this path that he has been on, then you make the swap. Now, the problem is you already have Brandon Staley that is kind of in that role. Now, if I'm Robert Saleh, I'm not doing it. If I'm the Niners, I would love that. Robert Saleh came out and, you know, Michael Silver put out, Saleh's taking the year off. He's going to spend time with family, all that stuff. And he has every right to do that. I would do that as well. And if the situation arises, then maybe he would consider coming back. I'm not jumping ship in a week. I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to go freaking Cabo. I'm going to chill. I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to relax. He's getting paid. He's getting paid well. He's earned that money. The Jets is a disaster. Aaron Rodgers running that entire franchise, which is just a joke. And the fact that Nathaniel Hackett kept his job, he's the worst coordinator in the NFL. And the, like, they weren't losing because of the defense. But I do think moving on from Robert Saleh was a bad decision. But the way they handle it, the way they do it, it's always bad. But whatever. Back to 49ers. I would love to have Robert Saleh in this building. But if I'm Robert Saleh, dude, I ain't coming back for an advisor role. I ain't coming back for a consultant job. I'm coming back as a DC, or I ain't coming back at all. And even if the 49ers called and were like, hey, we're going to fire Sorensen. You're our DC after the Seattle game. Let's roll. I still am not sure Robert Saleh would do that. He's making more money by not doing anything. He's getting paid this year. I think the best thing for Robert Saleh personally would probably be go be a college head coach. Like, he's such a positive dude. I want him around like high, like college kids. I think that's his best fit. I don't think he's a good head coach. I do think he's a good defensive coordinator. I would love for him to be our defensive coordinator. But why would you take that if you're Robert Saleh right now? Like, nah, man, take some time off. Let's see what happens. I'm not going for an advisor role. Now, if I'm the Niners, I'm calling. Dude, what do we got to do to get you in here? What do we got to do? Like, that's what I'm doing. But, you know, and I've said this for the past. Jeff Ulbrich's the guy I want. That's who I want. They named him interim head coach there. I want Ulbrich. That's who I want. I love that dude. And we all do. Niners fans love him. He's San Jose native. Victoria Morgan, what's up? She says, we'll be having a SF Gold Rush gear available at both Wednesdays, Thursdays, events. I love this, man. If you guys are on Instagram, go check out SF Gold Rush gear. It's the best in Niners bling. You got Christmas coming around, all that stuff. Oh, man. Yeah, please go check it out. And we're going to have all of that on display this week. Man, we're going to be having such a good time. Thank you, Vicky. Can't wait. We always look good, baby. That's just what we do. We're the Niners. We got gold in our colors. We always represent it. Always. Oh, Seattle. Alex, he says, I'm giving out free hugs tomorrow night if anyone needs them after this rough start. Yeah, I could use a hug, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm a hugger. it's what it is. Vicky, she says, yeah, at least we'll have each other lead on in Seattle. Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, Saleh phone, it's ringing, I'm sure. I would love to have him back. He's not my favorite DC we've had. D'Amico is. He's way below D'Amico for me, but I love Robert Saleh. I would love him to be a part of this team. 100%. Ed, appreciate you, man. So John Chapman owns X. Well, something like that. you guys are awesome. Right here, Josh. Huff was amazing while it lasted. It's not great. It is not great. He played 11 plays. It was hurt. It's what it is. Just now, Shanahan came out. How long is it going to take Jake Moody's to heal? About a month. So there we go. About a month. That's what it is. Talanoa Hufanga has ligament damage in his wrist and will miss a month. So there we go. Teams decided to put him on IR or not. He hasn't been on IR yet. Awful, awful, awful. He wasn't good in his 11 plays. Mustafa. Ooh. Scares me. Scares me when you say it like that. Mustafa. Ooh. It's what it is. The rookies look good. Still so bad missed tackles. You love his Malik Mustafa's like energy level, just how matter of fact he is. He's like a demon golden retriever. Here's what I mean by that. Should have thought that through. once he sees something, there is no going back, right? Squirrel, just like off. He's gone. Ball, he's off. And he just goes 1,000 miles per hour. There is no nuance. It is, and then just go. 1,000 miles an hour. He just cannot come under control to make a tackle. He either kills a guy or completely misses. So consistently. It was like this in training camp. It was like this in preseason. It's like this throughout the season so far. But you're going to see number six out there for better or worse. We're going to learn. We're going to learn. You're going to learn today. that's just kind of what it is. And so I'm glad to have him. He's awesome. He's so fun to watch on tape. He's really, really good. It's just, man, if he could just learn to come under control a little bit, wrap up, instead of just being a human missile, all five, I mean, he just goes level 10 all the time. And yeah, so yeah, we're talking Hufanga gets his wrist. Man, so bad. It's just so bad. The injuries just keep stacking. And it's not like Huff was good. Huff was good his first game back. He was bad this game. We need him back. He's our best safety. He's our best safety. And again, if we're stacking best safety play so far this year, there's no winner. There is no winner. The worst is Jair Brown. And that's what's crazy. Jair Brown's the worst player as from a safety position. We all expect him to take a step up and be kind of a leader role. No, he's been really, really bad. And it sucks. Like, we don't want that. We don't want that. Where's he at on here? Jair Brown has a 57 grade on the year. He's played almost all the snaps, 283 out of 286. That's awesome. So at least he's being healthy and consistent. 3 missed tackles. Feel like it's way worse than that. Give it up 9 out of 14 catches. Not bad. 109 passer rating when targeted with the missed tackles. Jair does have some splash plays, though. I will say that. Right here, Josh. Nick Bosa had 2 pressures, but yeah, depending on what site you're looking at. The idea wasn't to pressure consistently, you know, what they were doing with Kyler Murray. It was to keep him in the pocket. They did that for the most part. Leonard Floyd didn't, but Nick Bosa did. It made a huge interception, forced some throwaways. Nick Bosa was incredible. I thought it was by far one of his best games, but double-teamed consistently. Leonard Floyd never gets double-teamed. One of the defensive tackles never gets double-teamed. They're not winning. Bosa's incredible. You look what he did in the run game. Now, I will say this. In the fourth quarter, Bosa 3 missed tackles on that long fourth down drive. Not good. Not good. Not good. Josh, what happened to our quick passing game this year? It's non-existent. We do not have it. Our quarterbacks hold the ball longer than any quarterback in the NFL. All of them. Yeah, we just deleted that part of our game. It's sad. Like, that's why we don't get the yards after catch anymore. That's why we don't get that. Like, it's not working either. We need it back. You need it back. The more and more you watch film of Brock Purdy, and Brock Purdy's awesome. I'm not saying he's the problem. You got to throw the ball. Yeah, wide receivers not getting separation early. That's all of them. We suck versus man coverage. For the first game this year, Ayuk started beating man coverage, but then you get down third, fourth quarter. You know, he was the primary read in a lot of those man coverage looks. He's not getting open in the first 2 to 3 seconds. But Ayuk, awesome game. It's just, if I was a team, I'd do a 6-1 front against us, play man coverage. That's how you beat us. Because if we're not going to hit the checkdowns, which have been open nonstop, man. Checkdowns were wide open this game. Nonstop. Kittle, Isaac Rindo, Mason, Kyle Juszczyk, wide open checkdowns. Brock Purdy ain't throwing them. He'll look dead in the eye, run around, look him back in the eye, run around some more, and then throw the ball away or get a couple yards. Or like, yeah, I really, really wish. I really do wish we would get back to what's worked in the past, which is zone defense. When with 4-man pressure, and if you do blitz, you don't have to play man coverage. You're allowed to blitz 5 and still do zone. You're allowed to do that in the NFL. It's called a zone blitz. Almost like there's a term for it. We deleted that from our entire defensive vocabulary. We don't run it at all. That's who we have been. Check downs and run the ball. Play action. Bootlegs on offense. We don't do those things. We don't do those things. Yeah, we run the ball. Yeah. Just go back to who you are, man. Almost like you need to know what your identity is. Ow! He says, John, you go on Thursday? You bet your rear end I am. We fly out early in the morning. I'm so excited about that. We're going to be there set up for our event, all that stuff. Event, 5 o'clock, press box, Wednesday. Ah, yeah, Patel, this is the rough one. 0-2. No, we're not 0-2 on the road. Are we? Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. We lost at the Rams, and we lost at the Vikings. That is correct. 0-3 conference, 0-2 division. Not good, not good. One way to turn it around, start winning games. Jam, yeah. Even Baldy said Niners look slow. They look slow. They're not playing with passion, no sense of urgency, and it's our big guys, right? Fumble play from Mason. Three captains missed assignments. Same three captains loafs. Trent, Kittle, Juice. Doesn't mean they had bad games, but in a fourth quarter, most pivotal play of the game, three captains, three missed assignments, three loafs on the same play. That's huge. Flip the script. Fourth quarter, they go for two. Fred Warner, missed assignment, loaf. Like, again, I'm not saying that they're bad players. Captains, where you at? Debo, you can't disappear for a whole game, bro. Can't do that. Man coverage, the D in Debo stands for disappear. He cannot play against man coverage, period. It's very easy to play the 49ers. 6-1, five-man front, man coverage. It's just, that's what it is. Helmet to helmet. How come our defensive line motto is GTFO and we still don't get much pressure on the quarterback? We have two different defensive game plans. Mobile quarterbacks, think Eagles, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray. I think the defensive game plan was fine. GTFO was not in effect this game for sure. It was against the Patriots. The job was to keep Kyler in the perimeter. Leonard Floyd had no concept of that. He's running around losing contain continuously. But Leonard Floyd's coming off his best game. It was his best game. But lots of missed assignments. But you're right. I mean, this the way that the 49ers have won so much in the past, it's like they just erased it from their mind. Run the ball, control the clock, quick decisions, four-man pressure, seven-man drops, zone coverage. We don't do those things. We just don't do those things. And that's a problem. Yeah, right here, Josh. Saleh is not a possibility this season. I don't think so, unless you were like to guarantee him, you know, a DC spot. I'm with you right here. I want Jeff Albright. Man, that's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. No doubt about that. Let's see here. John, why do you think Robert was escorted out of the facility? Because the Jets are a terrible organization. If you know anything about Robert Saleh, integrity and positivity and relationships are what he's about. Yeah, that's some people handle things the right way. Most people handle things the wrong way. That is the wrong way. You don't treat Robert Saleh that way. He might not have done his job as a coach. He might not like the culture and all those things, but he's doing things the right way. He's doing things the right way. And that's just the Jets being a clown franchise. And there's a reason why they suck, because you're letting Aaron Rodgers run your facility. You're letting Aaron Rodgers doing that. Ugh. There we go. Oh, Mike, my man. He says, I had a demon golden retriever. I love it, man. Niners Nation, John, if we put Huff on IR, do you think we should bring back Micah Hyde as depth? Mustafa Brown, keep Odom. I think Odom's our best safety. And when we benched him, I think Odom's our best safety. How much has he played? He's played 79 snaps. Him and Hufanga have the same PFF grade. But if we're going off of just for the season, Hufanga has a 59.8 grade. Odom has a 59 grade. Jair Brown, 57 grade. Where's my rookie? Mustafa's dead last, 53. So we have an inverse depth chart on PFF scores. Jair Brown and Mustafa will be our safeties. Or Odom's our best safety. I believe that. He is always where he needs to be. He has the same amount of pass breakups as Hufanga, Jair Brown, and Mustafa combined. He's played the least amount of snaps. But I think they really, and I really like as well, our undrafted free agent guy, Jalen Mahoney. I would promote him. I'm a Jalen Mahoney fan, especially on special teams. That's what I would do. I would not spend more whenever you're expected to get Hufanga back and for. But, man, talk about another guy that's losing a lot of money. Losing a lot of money, Hufanga is. Contract year. And, you know, you're trading your replacement every single time you do that, and that's huge. A big toe 707. We got a YouTube bidder. Thank you, new YouTube member. That's what's up. Support the channel. You are the best of the best. I love it. I freaking love it, man. You guys are awesome. Right here, Carlos. This team needs Greenlaw back as soon as possible. Greenlaw was the only one stood up to Charvarius Ward getting punked out on his own sideline. Everybody else, Ricky Pearsall is sitting down on a bench. I'm not calling him out, but it's funny. And I broke this down on the 40yardsrush.com if you haven't seen it yet. Reagan Pearsall is just chilling, sitting down on the bench, street clothes, backwards hat, looking all cool. And all of a sudden, Charvarius Ward gets like dumped on top of him. And Reagan Pearsall just jets, man. He's like, I don't want conflict. He gets out of the way. Meanwhile, Dre Greenlaw in chains, street clothes, runs around like three coaches, four or five players, and just immediately jumps up in the face. I think it was McBride, and was like ready to kill this dude. Like, and also, like, Ricky Pearsall is funny because he like literally had to leave his seat so that this altercation could take place. But like, Dre Greenlaw was the one dude that's like, hell no, I ain't let my dude get punked. Meanwhile, Charvarius Ward just took that crap, which that was embarrassing. And then afterwards, the players all started picking on Charvarius Ward on the play, on the field. Like, that's embarrassing, man. Like, you had, I don't know, man. I'm not saying get a penalty. I'm saying I would have got a penalty. Like, I ain't get punked out like that. I'm sorry. Especially after everybody's catching balls over you, refusing to come up. Like, they knew he's been playing soft all year. They targeted him, and they bullied him. My number one thing in my life, I got a couple fights in high school growing up. They were all against people picking on other people. Like, I can't handle that. Bully bullies is my mentality. Always has been. And if you guys follow me on social media, like, yeah, people that are bullies and are always attacking others, nah, you stand up and you fight back against those people. That's just who I am. That's why Dre Greenlaw's my favorite player. Look what that dude's been through in his entire life. He ain't taking no shit from nobody ever in any situation. And he's always freaking the one dishing out the pain. That's just who he is. Like, right? And I love that man. Positivity, amazing dad from the situation he's in. I'm the biggest Dre Greenlaw guy in the world. Plus, somebody's messing with one of my boys and bullying him that outweighs Charvarius Ward by about 50 pounds. Ah, I don't care if I'm in street clothes. Let's go. Let's go. You and my turf. Let's go. Oh, Dre Greenlaw just on the sidelines makes me want to go. Who's doing that for this team? Who? Used to be George Kittle. Used to be Trent Williams. Not anymore. I think Kittle still does it. Hasn't been like it has been. Kittle's still awesome. Man. Yeah, it's frustrating. And it's just like, who are we? Right? All week. What's our identity? Somebody got to get out there and just set the damn tone. Man, freaking, I don't, go get a personal foul. We give up third and longs anyway. I don't care. Set the damn tone. Hit somebody in the damn face. Have some pride. Quit getting bossed around. Oh, so you can't run into a six-man front. It's too hard. Man, shut the, no. Impose your will. I understand analytics. I get EPA. I get charting the numbers and what. I don't care. At the end of the day, football is a contact sport that is physical and violent. And at some point, I don't give a damn what you scheme to do. We're going to take this ball. We're going to shove it up your ass and we're going to have fun doing it. And we're going to put you on the back every single play. Like, where is that? Where is that? Are we just playing flag football now? Is that what it is? Because we're the ones getting punked at home on our own sideline, and we're just going to get out of the way so our guy can get punked. Get me all worked up. I'm just saying. All right. I got to play ad. I got to take a drink of coffee. I shouldn't take any more coffee. Look, 3.5-point favorites on the road. 49ers win this game. You're in first place. You make it all right. And if you think the 40 yards are going to handle the business, here's what you got to do about it.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100. All the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out. Trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie,
Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. I like this. Slick 68. Appreciate the super chat, my man. He says, 49ers were bullies last year till the Ravens punked them, and they have not been the same since. Not wrong. That was the first time where it's like, you know, we made him bleed. We made him bleed. He's not invincible, right? Like, blood was in the water, and everybody started circling after that. Now, you started winning in different ways. You go to the playoffs. Playoffs? You go to the playoffs, and you get, you know, Brock can't come from behind. He's never had to. You've been front runners the whole time. Claw back from a bad game. Brock delivers, you know, fourth quarter comeback, awesome. Divisional round, NFC championship, down, what was it, like 24-7, come back, fourth quarter comeback, awesome. Win the game, go to the Super Bowl. And you get in there, you're behind, guess what? Brock Purdy walks onto the field three times in the fourth quarter and overtimes without the lead, walks off the field with the lead each time. Three fourth quarter and overtime comebacks from Brock Purdy in the offense. And it's like our identity shifted at that point. We didn't win it. And it's like, well, we're just going to start being an offensive team. And we're just going to out-duel everybody and abandon the run game and just start throwing the ball. Well, the problem with that is your offense only put up 13 points in the first half and got goose eggs in the third and fourth quarter. And I know somebody's like, well, we lost a kicker. And you're right. We did lose a kicker, and that was rough. But the offense still got to score points. You can't only kick field goals. You can't only kick field goals. You got to score touchdowns. 1 of 6. Val, I appreciate you. She says, I love your videos. I'm glad somebody does. My wife doesn't watch them. It's funny. Anytime we get an argument, she's like, man, what? And she's like, she'll get to like, why don't we talk about this stuff more? And I was like, I talk all the time. You just don't subscribe to my content. If you want to listen to me talk, man. The49ersRush.com, baby. I'm just joking. I don't say that. She would hit me. Jameson, appreciate you over on Facebook. We'll be fine when Greenlaw and CMC are back. Just got to start hitting that check down. Man, check downs are there. And yeah, sometimes I get mad, Alejandro. And so I just drink more caffeine. And that's what it is. Oh, I like this agency. Niners need to come off the plane in all black. Oh, like it's a funeral. I love that. All business there to drop 40-plus on Seattle, then head back to Santa Clara, prep for the Chiefs. Yes, yes, yes. Man, win this game, all's right. Win this game, all's right. You lose this game, and I said this 2 weeks ago, you know, playing back, the only time in your whole schedule there's back-to-back division games. Whew. Yeah, man. Niners. John, you see the film versus the Cardinals? I broke down every play. The 49ersRush.com. I break down every damn play. I watched it. The one time Campbell makes a play, batting the ball at the line, prevents Warner from pick six, 100%. You know, we were in that stupid cover one under look. Fred Warner scrapes, first time it worked for Nick Sorensen. And Campbell does his job. Everybody hates Campbell. He's not good. I get that. He does his job. The best thing that Campbell's is at, he's had six. Where's he at? He's all the way at the bottom here. He's had 14 pass rushes. That's his highest score, which is a 50.7 in any category. Well, anyway, he's got three pressures on 14 pass rush. You just got to blitz him. I've been saying this since after week one. If you're blitzing, blitz Campbell, drop Warner into coverage. That's it. It's so simple. We keep blitzing D Winters or blitzing Fred Warner. We're dropping Campbell into coverage. That's not what you're supposed to do. Well, anyway, finally does it right. Cover one blitz. Fred Warner scrapes over, would have picked it off, would have been a pick six again. But Campbell was too good at a pass rush and got the pass batted down at the line. It's like even when we make good plays, our good plays ruin our great plays. Campbell did 100% right, though. You bat that ball down every time. But and that's the way football goes. They bat two balls, both of them result in interceptions. We bat a ball, and it stops us from getting an interception. Football's funny. And you can only handle the things that you can handle. But, like, man, sometimes ball just got to bounce your way. And sometimes it doesn't. I don't want to say luck, but, yeah, you be prepared and you make those plays. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm with you. I watched it. Uh-oh, here we go. James, a kicker shouldn't be the reason why you win. I like James, and I like your little cat emoji. It's a cute little, or AVI. Let's talk kickers. The 49ers bring in Matthew Wright. We got a new kicker. Now, I will always hold to the adage that kickers are replaceable. It's different if you have somebody that's just leaps and bounds over somebody else, like Aubrey of Dallas or Justin Tucker back in his days, all that stuff. But we do not have that. That is not the situation for the 49ers or close to it. So Jake Moody's going to miss about a month. Didn't kick the ball like he should have on kickoff. The coverage sucks so bad because of Coach Snyder. Actually, it wasn't on Snyder. It went on Snyder. No, that was a different play. Never mind. Anyway, I break it down. You want to go watch it, go watch it. But yeah, Jake Moody, if he could have kicked the ball where he should have, he'd be healthy now. Probably would have won that game. But this is what the 49ers do. We shoot ourselves in the foot. Gets injured because he doesn't know how to tackle after he kicked it too short. Whatever. We bring in Matthew Wright. And shout out to Javier Vega, who's freaking man. He tweeted this out. I didn't look up the kicker stats. Here are the kicker stats. Matthew Wright, 85% for his career on field goals. Pretty solid. 6 of 9, nice, on 50-plus yard kicks in his career. Pretty solid. 35 of 37 extra points. He's played in 50-plus games. He's actually a Super Bowl winner. He was on the Chiefs for a couple of the games. One of the ones they beat us. I don't know which one it was. But anyway, Super Bowl champion, played 50 games, all those things. That's what he did. Then I started thinking, I wonder what Jake Moody's stats are compared to Matthew Wright. So I look it up. Matthew Wright, 85% field goal kicker. Jake Moody, 84% field goal kicker. Matthew Wright, 6 for 9 from 50-plus yard field goals. Jake Moody, 7 of 9 from 50-plus yard field goals. Extra points, 35 of 37 for Matthew Wright. Jake Moody, 80 of 82. So that's the one area where he's much better. The rest, maybe a little bit better, maybe a little bit worse. They're basically identical. Now, am I here to say that Matthew Wright is better than Jake Moody? No, I don't think that he is. I think Jake Moody's way better, and Jake Moody has way more promise. And I would take Jake Moody every single time over Matthew Wright. But kickers are replaceable. This is the second highest kicker in the past decade of the NFL being replaced by somebody off the street with better stats than he has already. Now, does that mean Matthew Wright's going to be amazing? No, we might lose a game because of him. But guess what? We've already lost a game because of Jake Moody. It's just what it is. So anyway, I know I've already been tagged in so many posts. And, oh, aren't you missing Jake Moody now? And I'm just like, no, I'm not. I'm not missing Jake Moody. Like, he's replaceable. Every kicker is replaceable. It'd be different if we had a top-tier kicker. We don't. We haven't. We have somebody that missed a kick in the divisional round. We had somebody that missed a kick in the NFC Championship. We also have somebody that missed a kick in the Super Bowl. Sorry, guys. Not there. Patel, you just try to make me mad right now. Aubrey was an undrafted rookie the same year as Moody. And on top of that, the other kicker that was drafted the same year as Moody is the kicker that made the winning kick against us, and he got fired from his team and signed off the street just last week for the Cardinals, enough to beat us. Oh, man, the kicker carousel, up and down, round and round. Val, is Moody on the IR? They have to decide that. So if they want to promote somebody, get that extra 53-man roster spot, they will put him on there. They said he's probably going to be out a month. They don't have to decide that now. They've got some time, but I guess you got to make it by tomorrow. So probably, but not yet. Josh, my man, look at that. Probably, but not yet. There we go. Let's see here. Who was the second kicker we had in the offseason? That was last year. Matthew Wright was with us last year in the offseason. That was him last year, not this year. We had the punter. We had two punters. Forget the gentleman's name. Gamble? Germel? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I don't care about kickers. Don't care about punters. Right here. Hey, that's my quote. All kickers are a play. That's my quote. That's Jason Aponte quoting me. No, I'm just joking. Jason Ponte's a man. He probably said it before me. His kicker hate is stronger than my kicker hate. And here's my thing. I don't hate kickers, and I don't hate Jake Moody. A lot of people misappropriate where my hate is directed to. My hate is directed to drafting a kicker in the third round. That's where my hate is. It's not Jake Moody's fault that he was drafted in the third round. Jake Moody's Jake Moody. That's my quote, man. That's him quoting me. I don't think he's quoting me. I think he probably also. But Jason Aponte is really smart. Kickers are replaceable. If you have an elite one, they're not. We do not have an elite one. We do not have an elite one. Bradley Pinion's still out there punting, by the way. Throw that out there. Also, Mitch Wisnowski's been awful and continues to be awful. He did make that nice field goal kick. That was cool. But anyway, yeah, kickers and punters are players too. Yes, but they're replaceable. They're replaceable. Yeah, that's not a bad thing. I want them to be on teams, and yeah, you got to have them, but you don't pay them. You don't extend them unless they're elite, unless they're top three. We ain't got none of those. We ain't got none. Zane Gonzalez, he was, oh man, you guys, y'all just try to mess with me now. I love you guys. Y'all are awesome. Now, let's talk some positives. Nick Bosa was unreal. I thought that was such a cool game that he had. Really was awesome. Nick Bosa was incredible. The interception, stop of the run game, tackles for loss. Yeah, we all want more pressures, more sacks, but that ain't the game plan. You can disagree with the game plan, but that wasn't the goal. It really, really wasn't. I thought D. Winters, he's for real. It's funny because with D. Winters and Malik Mustafa are so similar. 100 miles an hour at all times. No nuance, no second guessing. We're just freaking kill. Just kill, kill, kill. Had some big hits, enforcer moments, which I liked. The only good thing about D, or the best thing about D. Winters is, you know, this separates him and Mustafa. He doesn't have the missed tackles. He does a good job tackling. Mustafa does not. Hopefully that changes. So, like, I like D. Winters and Mustafa moving forward. I really hope. I want D. Winters to start to get Campbell snaps. DFF's the thing of the past, hopefully. Good Lord. Sorensen puts him back in. We right. If Sorensen puts DFF back in over a healthy D. Winters, my conversation, my tone will go straight toxic. Straight toxic. Like, you do that, it's time to fire that dude. Like, I'm not there yet, and I think we still stick with Sorensen. I think we need to give him time to develop and all those things. But again, as I've said, every play I watch, I'm less and less confident in our defensive coordinator. If that dude pulls D. Winters and put DFF back out there, I am not going to be cool. I'm going to lose followers. I'm going to go nuts. Sam O, can we talk about Sam Okwuanu? That's three straight quality games now. He's so good versus the run. He's so good at pass rush. That dude is just a disruptor. I personally think he's our second best defensive end. Leonard Floyd, though, coming off his best game. So if Leonard Floyd can continue this trajectory, man, all right, now we're talking. You filter in some Sam O. What's up? Maybe get your Tur Gross Mottos back in a couple weeks. Yeah, but Sam O, that dude's here to stay. He's the new Kevin Givens on the defensive end line, right? Like, you got this diamond in the rough that can disrupt. It isn't a liability in the run, but still has the pass rush. Man, that's solid. You got him undrafted free agent. You know, you got him for pennies. Those are the type of guys that you want to replenish your defense with, your roster with. Sam O, dude, Sam O has a possibility of being with the 49ers for a long time. For a long time. He is good. He's our second best defensive end. Kalia Davis wasn't great. I was hoping he would provide something. He got blown off the ball. Wait, his first play back, he got blown off the ball 7 yards deep, 10 yards wide. Just like, it was bad. One of the worst plays I've ever seen in the NFL. But they all weren't that bad. He had some decent plays. T.Y. McGill, who got elevated from the practice squad, was beyond awful. I mean, he picked up where he left off, which was bad, and he's worse now. Evan Anderson, meanwhile, sitting there watching two defensive tackles ahead of him that he's 100% better than. Evan Anderson's better than T.Y. McGill in his sleep. Evan Anderson's better than Kalia Davis right now. He's sitting on the practice squad. That dude's just sitting there watching. Now, for this game, it should be switched. My assumption is they'll promote Evan Anderson. That's my assumption based off of watching the tape. Yeah, thank you. So right here, David. David Wright, he ain't wrong. Bring me Evan Anderson snaps. Oh. Gosh, please. Jam, can we? Yes. Will we? Probably not. That's usually the way it goes. You know, I don't think I will say that. How do I say this? I mean, I'm a narcissist, right? I run a solo podcast, and I've had 1,200 episodes of me yelling into this screen. Obviously, I'm self-absorbed. Shocker. I don't think that You know, I coached for 10 years at a high school level. It was competitive. It was great, whatever. And I think I was a decent coach. I don't think I was a great coach. I really, really don't. I don't think that was my strength. Like, if somebody asked me, like, okay, what would you be best at if you had an NFL job? And sometimes I'm like, probably professional scouting, like scouting the professional scout. They scout all the other team's players, right? That's probably where I would think my strength would be, is college. I like doing the draft stuff. That's a passion. That's what I love. But I think what I would be best at is scouting other professional NFL teams and practice squads and preseasons and training camps and saying, this player is not being valued at their current. This player should be valued more. And so I say all that to say this, man, I think where my track record is probably better than, I've been doing this since 2017. My track record is probably better than all my other stuff, whatever, which a lot of it I'm bad at. But man, picking those practice squad players, those undrafted free agent guys that can hit, that's probably, and a lot of it's because I go to all the practices, right? And I go to, and I break down all the tape and I watch all that. And so, I don't know. Agency, one of my favorite quotes of all time. I forced my son to watch Office Space the other day. He loved it. And I was like, all right, he's my son. But what would you say you do here? I got a meeting with the Bobs. oh, look at this. We got another right. We got lots of rights in the house. Mason Wright. I'm late, but our new kicker's name is amazing. We made the right choice. That's right. Right choice. Can't go wrong, baby. I love it. I love it. Let's see here. A couple things. Amen. Appreciate you. You need Ward to do better in case we have to go to sell mode at the deadline. Nobody's buying that contract. Nobody's buying that. Josh says, John, you're basically a pro scout already. Thank you, sir. Like and subscribe. Chapman is great. Man, you guys are awesome. You guys are great. And we love you guys and we appreciate you guys. Right here, helmet to helmet. Why do the Niners not see what you see? It's so obvious. I don't see it all, right? So I see a glimpse. You don't know. Maybe somebody's dealing with some injuries or their head's not in the right game. I don't know. There's always stuff we don't see. And, you know, I would always tell teachers and coaches, it's different when you're working with high school kids who are just, you know, such a mess. It's like always have an empathic response to when mistakes happen or people don't know what's going on. Like, right. Yeah. Kids showing up late all the time. It's really easy to get mad. What the hell were you doing? Like all that stuff, whatever else. Figure out the reason why, then you can move forward. We don't have the whole picture, right? I'm not at the practices now. I'm at the training camps. I'm not there. I don't know what's happening 3 days of the week. I do know what's happening. Like nobody's business on every single game. Cause I dissect that stuff for 3.5 years. I haven't missed a damn play. Not going to. So I don't know. Loyalty and friendships matter. DFF, everybody loves him. He's Fred Warner's bestie. That dude cannot play football at the NFL level. He just can't. But we'll see. I don't know. So anyway, just recapping kind of some of the news and all the stuff that's going on out there. Derek Carr is going to be missing some time, by the way. That just came across. I'm not too concerned with that. But Jake Moody's going to miss about a month. Talanoa Hufanga's got some ligament issues in his wrist. Going to miss about a month. Might put on IR. Might put both on IR. They don't really know what that is. The 49ers signed Matthew Wright, the new kicker. Stats are basically comparable, almost identical to exactly what Jake Moody has done through his career. I'm not too concerned about that. Kickers are replaceable. Robert Saleh has been fired, but is not going anywhere, especially to the 49ers, no matter how much we might want that. And we'll see. I would not come back for a consultant or advisor role, DC or bust. And I don't think that we should give up on Sorensen. I'm not a Sorensen guy. Never have been. Haven't been yet. I did see what Barrows put out, that you bring back Saleh as the DC and you kick Sorensen to special teams coordinator. He was a career special teams guy. I would sign up for that right now. But 49ers don't make changes during the season. When they do make changes, it's by the bye week. They sure as hell are not going to make changes on a short week when you just lost a division game and you're playing on Thursday. No, that ain't coming. So even if something is going to change, it's not now. It is not now. And man, right here, Jay, appreciate you. Niners need to right the ship. Ooh, I like it. You guys are incredible. It's been a fun show. Now, the schedule's going to be weird. I fly out in the morning. And I'm going to be setting up that event and all that stuff. I'll try to get an episode out tomorrow. We'll do our preview show Thursday morning, our scouting report, bets of the week, and all that stuff. That's going to be Thursday morning. I'll be getting that out to you. But that's going to do it for us here. And man, if you're going to Seattle, come hang out with us. We're going to be out there Wednesday, 5 to 9 at the Press Box. And then Thursday, 1 to 4, unlimited drinks, food, all that stuff. Get your tickets. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Y'all are the absolute best. Till next time, stay strong, fam.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.